Alright, the absolute peach. Ben, right. Don't talk over me.
It wasn't.
I have to do that again now.
Nah, fine.
No.
You can have double.
Shut up! Alright, the absolute peach. Ben, Joe.
Alright. They know where we are. They probably don't, but they do now because you've just introduced us.
Yeah.
So. Simple, easy.
Well, you always say they know where we are, but they don't. Because it's new.
Well, they might do.
It's new, though.
Well, it's not new.
It's not
new.
It's new old, isn't it?
Old new.
We're an old new show.
Retro. That's what. That's.
We've been knocking around since 2007.
We have indeed.
Talking to the mic. Talking into the mic since 2007. The absolute peach.
If I swing like this, I'm constantly focusing towards the microphone.
Don't orbit the mic. Don't peck the mic.
I'm not pecking it. I'm kind of orbiting it in a semicircular motion.
We've been podcasting since 2007. Thought it was time for a change. YouTube is apparently what all the kids are doing.
So we've heard.
Obviously being down with said kids, as we are.
Yeah.
We're now on YouTube as well. That's basically the way it's going to work. We're also on podcast, if that's your thing. Bit old hat now, isn't it?
Yeah, grandpa.
Yeah.
You know, get down, pods. Get young.
There'll come a day where people will go, oh, grandpa's listened to his podcast, he won't come down for dinner.
That's it, yeah.
That'll be us. It won't be us, because we would have moved on.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. That will be you, if you're still on the podcast, in as little as 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
So, if you like podcasts, you can still get on them.
Yeah.
Links are in the description. Other than that, we're going to be on YouTube now. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And if you're listening on MP3, congratulations. Join us on YouTube. YouTube.com/TheAbsolutePeach. And that is it. We're not going to say anything more about it because we're doing the future here.
You know who we are now.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's all you need to know.
That's really it. And you don't deserve to know any more.
No.
Other than what we give you.
Yeah.
All right.
Sound a bit arrogant now.
Yeah, I didn't mean to come across arrogant.
You do come across arrogant sometimes.
That is my way.
Yeah.
That is my want.
Arrogant or camp?
Carrogant.
Yeah, if you like.
Don't care, really.
No. No idea what you're talking
Topics.
About.
Topics. Go.
Yeah, there's this guy.
Whoa, hey!
There's this guy who...
Segment.
I was reading an article about this old geezer and his wife. Who got a unexpected bill for some blue movies on their satellite TV.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
Blue movies.
Okay, right.
And
current references there.
Do people call them blue movies now?
Nobody says blue.
Well, why not?
Blue movie. No one's calling them blue movies.
Why not? I'm calling them blue movies. You knew what I meant, right? Why? What do you mean nobody? All you mean is young people.
Who says blue movies?
I just said it.
Okay.
If you said to someone, I've got a couple of blue movies, do you want to buy one?
We're giving away all our topics here, look.
They'll sell, yeah. All the good stuff.
Where is it?
Porn Bill. I don't know if that's the guy's name or... Yeah,
professional podcasting since 2007.
Yeah, so. That's it.
Now,
you can see this guy's face.
But I'm going to put your little face up there as really? Well. Look at that.
I'll do
technology.
He is... Well, the couple, you know, they're showing the thing, they're showing the bill as though it's, you know, a surprise.
Shall I read it for you?
Yeah, if you like. Yeah.
Elderly couple refused to pay £200 bill in pay-per-view porn row. Mark Molloy.
He knows.
Look at him. He's got his own little circle all to himself.
That's nice.
I bet his mum has got this bit cut out and put on her mantelpiece.
So they on a little like fridge magnet stuck to her fridge.
My son's on the metro now.
Covering all the hot topics.
Moving up in the world. He'd make quite a suitor.
This is his feature story.
Look at his face.
He knows. Let me read it.
All right, then.
An elderly couple who were billed £200 for pay-per-view porn films they claim were never ordered insist they are not paying a penny.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they didn't order them.
This always makes me laugh, these photos which are mocked up.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure they add anything.
Not really, no. Like, there's no need for that. You don't need to know what they look. It's better if you don't know, to be honest.
It's always new stories where people are angry about something. Yeah. They have to get a picture of them being angry.
With the thing that they're angry about.
Yeah.
Like the bill there.
Mm.
Near the TV. I mean, come on. If this was me in this story, if I was this guy, I wouldn't want to be featured. I'd be like, oh, you just do it. And they'd be like, no, you need to be in. You need to be in the photo. Don't really want it, to be honest. They'll be able to tell I'm lying just by the look of me.
Okay, so what's the story in a nutshell then? We got a bill for stuff we didn't really order. Oh, I'm not sure how well that would translate to news, thinking about it. Mm. Let me just think. Okay, who provides your TV? Virgin do. Okay, Virgin again. Do people know who that... Okay, what we'll do is we'll get you two in front of a screen... Virgin Media. What did you say? It was a bill. Bill, yeah, bill. Okay, have we got a bill? Yeah, yeah. We'll just get anyone mock one up. Right, if you can hold it, should we smile or should we? No, I think it'd be best if you look cross. That
would
help to communicate. You know, you're angry at the bill. Again, hold the bill up from Virgin Media.
Mm-hmm. Right there.
Yeah, and if your husband could look. You know,
sheepish. I think it's best to describe
a degree of ambiguity. I think would be nice.
Yeah, he tried to intercept that bill.
Mm.
He did everything in his power to intercept that bill.
Yeah.
His wife got there first.
See, what they failed to notice is that they've left in a key piece of evidence here: a small nude sculpture of a small boy,
cherub.
It's more's the pity. that they haven't taken that out, and it's far too late. I think possibly this is the moment at which he realised that cherub was still in the frame.
Yeah. Probably maybe blank that out. That's what they.
And he's got some kind of Kama Sutra tribute model at the back here as well.
Fertility statue, something like that.
Yeah, she's not impressed. No. But let's face it, she doesn't look like a bag of laughs anyway, does she? Really?
She looked like that on their wedding day.
Yeah,
holding up the marriage certificate. This is basically a reenactment of their wedding day.
Yeah,
without the TV.
Mm-hmm.
Anne Hayward, 72, and her husband Ron, 75, were left stunned. Absolutely stunned.
He's got himself a little piece of nice bit of young flesh, young skirt.
Don't say flesh when I'm looking at that picture. They were stunned.
There's so much flesh on show, though, isn't there?
Yeah.
Sorry, go on.
Thankfully not. Mm-hmm. She's showing a bit of arm.
They're not paying a penny.
No, she's showing a bit of hunchback.
Paying far more than a penny. It's 60. Yeah. It's 200 of your English pounds.
Mm.
It's worth rather more now than it was in your time.
After Virgin Media told them dozens, not just one, dozens of blue movies.
Mm. Blue movies. In his words, had been. This is what I'm saying. That's all the evidence I need. Because no one besides you, Joe.
No, that's not.
And this guy and this woman calls them blue movies.
No, that's not his words. That's the writer's words.
No, but they wouldn't have said blue movies.
Yeah.
Though.
He said, that's it. It's not them.
Anyway, go on.
Anyway.
I won't interrupt you again.
You will. Of course
Joe,
you will.
Don't talk over me.
Shut up. Right. The couple were, from Reddish, Stockport, have previously disputed bills. Reddish, Stockport.
Okay, good.
Have previously disputed bills for adult films in 2009 and 2012. There's a bit of a pattern emerging here.
Ask me how many bills I've received for adult movies.
Yeah. I'm going to guess zero.
That you'd be correct.
Yeah.
Zero
me too.
In 2014... 2009 and 2012.
Yeah. Anybody knows you don't pay.
Hmm.
When they refused to pay bills for £190 and £500. Now, I can understand possibly at a stretch, you know, a company would accidentally bill you for something. Maybe, you know, a film or sports thing, you know, pay-per-view, something like that. Once, one time.
I don't see how, though. Because
I'm saying it's a stretch.
It's all automatic.
Of course it is, yeah. You put in your thing. You have to put in a PIN number and everything, don't you? So,
well, I don't know. I wouldn't know, Joe. Do you?
Yeah. You select the genre you want.
Okay.
So you can filter by like...
Cherub porn.
Starlet, that sort of thing, yeah.
Ceramics. Then, you know. Can you filter by a material?
Oh, God.
That might be a new thing.
Filter by age.
What's that? They say the rule 37? What is it? that if you can think of it, there's porn of it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
On the web.
Oh, I've seen some.
I can't remember. I bet you have.
Some terrible stuff.
Just filth. Just bringing. This is a family show, and you're really just bringing it down.
I'm just saying, there's things out there that would, you know, turn your hair grey.
Mm. He's thinking she.
As you can see,
he's thinking her face used to be smooth like like that porcelain in there. Sometimes he rubs his cheeks softly against it.
Mrs. Hayward maintains neither she nor her husband ordered the films after reactivating Virgin's On Demand.
He's been weirdly struck dumb.
Yeah.
The whole thing's had him so shocked.
He hasn't said a word this whole time. He doesn't want to get tangled up in the lies.
Yeah.
You know, one lie leads to another and another and another.
Yeah.
All I'm thinking is, at what point in this story, you know, he obviously ordered these films over the years.
Yeah.
She's got them and said, you know, oi, what are these? Have you ordered them? He's, oh, no, of course I haven't.
Of course not, yeah.
Oh, good. Wouldn't
even know how to.
Why,
absolute filth.
Why would
I? Absolute disgrace.
Yeah, I've got you, darling. Look at you. I mean, you're all I need.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to order these disgusting, films. No, it must be a mistake with the company.
I don't even know what they are. What are they? Show me that. Virgin me. I don't hold with this. I don't hold with this at all in my day. Virgin me. £200. I wouldn't pay half that for this filth.
So she's like, oh, okay, fair enough. I believe you. You know, we've been married God knows how many years. A lot, by the looks of things. So she says, right, I'm going to write a letter. So at what point does he say, no, don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Like, there's no need to write a letter.
It's not even worth it.
She does anyway. They, you know, get disputed. A couple of years down the line, happens again, same thing. And then happens again, and she says, right, I'm taking this to the papers.
Yeah.
At what point is he thinking, I should just come clean it? It's gone a bit too far.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in the papers on the internet.
Yeah.
There's going to be a photo of me
looking decidedly sheepish. Yeah.
Everyone who sees it is going to know.
Yeah.
I need to just bite the bullet here and tell her. But he hasn't done that. He's going to keep going.
Joe, I don't believe in making snap judgments.
Right.
But I will ask you this. How do you think she'd take the news if he did come clean with her?
I'm not sure she'd be too happy.
I'm not sure she'd be too happy either, to be honest.
She doesn't look too happy right now, though. So.
She does wear black bras, though. We can see that. So
saucy.
You know.
I think what he should do is make a little plan. Right. To tell her. Well, he should have done this before.
Are we just deciding he's done it now?
Look at that face. That's not an innocent face right there. What he should do is give her some really bad news, like something terrible.
Yeah.
Really, really bad.
Yeah.
You know, and then as soon as he's told her that, just go, oh, and by the way, you know those blue movies? Yeah, I did all those. Sorry about that. That's it. And
I'm so sorry about your auntie. Yeah.
She won't even, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe at a funeral. You know, and just say, but you know, this puts everything into perspective, doesn't it?
I think it was my way of coping.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was just my way of, you know, getting over the whole thing.
Yeah, and,
you know, we
really
all
loved your grandma.
We all grieve in different ways.
Yeah.
You know, I enjoy cherubims in promiscuous scenarios. Sure.
Imagine the stuff he watches.
Doesn't watch anything, does he? Look at it.
No, I mean,
I think he'd fall apart.
Come on, what's? I'd love to see the list of films.
Would
like
you?
The names of them.
Would you? Though?
Yeah, just to see the names of the films.
The sort of things that are on. I can't imagine.
It's not going to be. It's soft, isn't it?
I don't even want to know.
Soft
to be
stuff,
honest.
Isn't it? It's all sort of fuzzy lighting, fuzzy, you know, soft, very soft.
I was told everything would be all right and not to worry. We got a message coming up on the TV saying channels unavailable. What does that mean? It worried me, so I called up, and the next day I was told I'd ordered more than £200 worth of Well, first of all, I don't think they're going to be shutting it off if you're spending £200 worth. They're going to be, if anything, opening you up to more options.
Doesn't seem to be shut down on that picture.
It seems to be running absolutely fine. Yeah. What, recently
running
watched? I couldn't believe it was happening again. No one else comes in here. There's obviously something wrong with the technology.
Yes.
She added, I told them they can take me to court. I'm not paying a penny. Isn't that right, Ron? I'm a disgrace.
Scroll down a sec. This is the best bit. A Virgin Media spokeswoman said, These films were unquestionably watched by someone in the Haywards home. Unquestionably.
Wow.
We are happy to arrange a payment plan, but they have said they may want to find an alternative provider going forward. So they're basically saying there is literally no possible way that this could be a mistake.
No.
These films were 100% ordered by somebody in that house, aka Ronnie Boy.
Yeah.
So, bang to rights.
I've got a feeling their grandson may have paid it later that day.
In 2009, 2012.
For an unrelated reason.
Yeah.
Having seen this episode, he may have passed by to, I don't know, fix their computer.
Yeah.
I think there may be some viruses on there.
Yeah.
Oh, good grief.
But yeah, I find that funny.
It's all too much.
I find that
funny. Metro, very local funny. News for the UK. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sure. That's your local news segment.
A little bit, yeah. Then a news watch.
Bit saucy.
Well, you know.
Then a news watch.
You got 20p, mate.
That's our little throwback there.
Little jingle for you.
Works good on audio. Does it work well
Works
on video?
Well anywhere, really,
does it,
I think.
Does it offset our faces?
Anything that takes away from people looking at us.
That is the slight downside of this platform, is that they do get to see our shining faces.
Our mugs. Mm. Ugly mugs.
Wow. I had this thought the other day, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm obviously someone who keeps himself in trim these days, right?
Yep.
Clearly.
A gym rat.
Sure.
Yeah. You can see that.
And, but I am partial to the odd treat from now.
Mm.
From now and then.
You're not playing footsie with me on the desk. Talking about six of those blue movies, isn't it?
Yeah.
Got you in the mood.
From time to time. But do you know what? It occurred to me the other day is that what we don't... Why is it that the chocolate bars that are the best ones are the same ones that have been the best ones for like ever?
Because you can't
beat... Mars, you've got Snickers, you've got Crunchy,
Lion
you've
bar.
Got Dairy Milk. How is it that... I mean, how long has Snickers been around? What, 40 years or more?
Something like that.
How is it in all that time, there's been people working for that company whose job is presumably to make it better or to be innovative.
Yeah.
And they haven't made anything which is better than a Snickers in all this time.
But you can't really get much better.
What do you mean, though?
It's got all the good ingredients.
Think of all the things that have been... Think of, like, the research into cancer. Think of the research into space exploration, and you can't beat a Snickers that was made 40 years ago.
All right, try and name something.
What do you mean, name it?
Name some ingredients that would be good.
I don't know what that means. No, that's not my expertise. But if I had 40 years to come up with it, I think I could.
But I don't think it's been the same guy over 40 years going, oh, God, I need to beat that one I came up with at the beginning.
Yeah, but in that time, how has it not even just happened by accident?
Because there is...
Like, how's someone gone, oh, Pete, a slug... You know, dismembered ear. That's amazing.
Like, is this witch's brew or something?
How has someone not just randomly come up with something that is amazing?
Because most things have been...
What are they doing in there? What are they doing? Apart from obviously making them smaller.
Yeah.
What are they doing going, oh, how can we improve this? Hmm.
I don't think they're trying to improve it, are they?
Let's see. Just
they don't need to.
Yeah, that's a Snickers, isn't it?
Snickers is perfect. Don't tamper with it.
Maybe add a bit more cocoa in it. How much do you think? Oh, not so much as you notice. Maybe 1/100th of a gram. Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, annual review of the innovation for Snickers is 1/100th of a gram of cocoa
but
in a Snickers.
No, but they don't need to. They don't need
I
to.
I agree. That's fine. They've perfected that. Now let's
move on, yeah.
Yeah, but what have they done?
They've done other stuff, haven't they?
Yeah, which has not been better
like
than
M&M's.
Snickers. That's
M&M's.
Been around forever as well. All these things have been around forever.
Yeah. I'm not a chocolate connoisseur, to be honest.
They're coming out connoisseur.
Yeah.
Don't say connoisseur.
Why? That's it, isn't it? That's the word.
But they're coming out with stupid things like these dairy milk with stuff in it. Have you seen these? Like dairy milk with popcorn.
I'll see that, yeah.
Jelly beans. They're disgusting.
Of course
jelly
bean, it is.
The dairy milk with popcorn is weird on so many levels. First of all, it's like half the weight it should be.
Yeah.
So what they found a way to do there is actually to charge the same amount or more for less chocolate by putting in an ingredient which costs far less to produce.
Of course, yeah.
That's genius.
But that's the thing. It's they've run out of things to do. All the classics have been taken. Like you say, Mars bar, Snickers.
What do you mean?
Lion bar.
No, I don't accept that.
Because chocolate only mixes with a certain amount of taste, doesn't it? Nuts, caramel, nougat, bit of biscuit, raisin maybe,
yeah.
Stuff like that. Once you've done all those mixes, what's left? Now we've got to the point where they're sticking any old crap in there.
Yeah, they are.
Like
yeah.
you say, jelly beans.
It's disgusting.
Come on.
Disgusting, yeah.
You know, it's just, we've run out of ideas. We've got nothing left. Everything's been done already.
But do you...
Yeah. Revels, pretty much, that's it.
But you know
bag
that,
of Revels, you're sorted.
Well, Revels are good, yeah, except if you get raisins and stuff in there. Yeah, but then nice. They bought out that range of Wonka. Have you seen those Wonka bars?
No.
Like, you've not seen the Willy Wonka's chocolate?
Them.
You must
big,
have seen
yeah.
it. And when
I've never had them.
Everyone loves like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, right? Mm. The movie. Everyone loves
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
When these Willy Wonka... When I heard... I mean, the most iconic thing about that whole movie is them is the bar, really,
yeah.
for me. He opens up the bar... This built up so much through his impoverished life. This chocolate is amazing, and he tastes it. And the way that Roald Dahl describes it in the book, it's like, so it tastes the most amazing thing in the entire world.
Right.
Who the hell do you think you are bringing out a bar called the Wonka Bar, which, first of all, there's no way of possibly living up to that.
No.
You don't bother trying. But not only that, but they're dreadful.
Are they?
They're rubbish.
I've never had
I
one.
Almost crapped my pants when I heard they're bringing out a Wonka bar
yeah.
because I thought that this is everything I've ever dreamed of.
Perfect.
I thought this is the successor to, if anything is going to be, Willy Wonka's Chocolate yeah. Factory produce is going to be the one.
Yeah.
But no, nothing. It's
really?
Dreadful. Yeah, it's dreadful.
But is it just plain chocolate?
Just go back to Snickers. No, no, there's loads of flavours.
See, I don't
like
flavours.
They've got grand names.
Yeah.
But they're horrendous.
I'm more of a plain chocolate kind of guy. Just a plain, thick chocolate bar.
It's boring,
like a,
isn't it?
Like a Yorkie or something.
It's boring.
No, but I like that. I like the chunkiness of it.
Right.
Just, and it, you know you're eating something. Mm. And it's tasty, and it just melts a bit.
You know
and,
you're eating something.
And that's it, you
Yorkies.
Know? Yeah, Yorkies. Mm. Yorkies are good. Yeah, that's, yeah, perfect.
Yorkies are great, yeah.
Yeah, because it's really, you get that real clunk yeah. when you snap it off.
Mm.
And then you stick it in your mouth, and it's... fills your mouth up, doesn't it?
So, does it?
Yeah. yeah.
So if you were wondering how the mechanics of eating a chocolate yeah. bar work, now you know.
But I'm saying that's all part of the pleasure of it all.
Mm.
You know, you stick a bit of popcorn wrapped in chocolate in your mouth.
Yeah.
No one gives a crap.
It's in and gone
in five seconds.
Not enough substance.
Exactly. Mm. Like with most things these days.
Mm.
All looks, no substance.
Mm.
But
unlike us, all substance... no looks.
That's right.
Heard it here first.
But things like Maltesers, you know, I think the problem
is... I like
is,
Maltesers, though.
Yeah, Maltesers are right. But it's one of these things, these popcorn things, I imagine they're probably marketed to women. Oh, you can have a bit of nice little treat, a chocolate, only one calorie.
Why is it a camp advert?
Because so that's how they go, isn't it? Like, yeah, I don't know why I went camp. I have no idea. I just that was just weird.
Oh, have a nice bit of chocolate. Yeah.
I just imagined a camp man holding the bag, going, "Hello, ladies, do you want some of this?"
Yeah.
Don't know why. Yeah. Don't know why a camp man
probably worked though. They love
on
that,
the
don't
street
they?
Selling. Chocolate.
They love that.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Women love that.
Mm, exactly. Mm. They love nothing more than a camp man giving away chocolate
yeah.
that tastes like crap.
Well, I don't know about the last bit, but...
But they'd have it, you know. They'd have a bag of those, same as Maltesers. Go, oh, it's light, isn't it? It must be quite good for you. I can have a whole bag of these. I'm not going to put on weight.
Mm.
Obviously, that's wrong, but
well,
that's the perception, isn't
not
it?
Not part of a calorie-controlled diet.
Oh, yeah. Eat anything as long as it's part of a calorie-controlled diet.
Calories in, calories out.
And you won't
out,
get fat, yeah.
As they say. Even if all those calories are made up of nothing but sugar.
Lovely.
Mm. I've got an idea for... As I don't want to labour the point, but as I am extremely athletic,
we can see, we can tell.
I've had an idea for a sport, which, as far as I know, hasn't happened yet, hasn't been done before.
This could be interesting.
And you know, as people who have listened to our shows over the years will know, and we've been going since 2007, hundreds of shows. We are innovators in our field. We do come up with some ideas. Many of those ideas have actually happened.
Yeah, since we've lost out on at least £100 million, I think.
I could show you a whole range of different technologies which we have mentioned in an off-the-cuff, fair to say probably quite flippant way on the show.
Before they ever came out.
I failed to patent those ideas. Mm. And now they've come to fruition. So so you're welcome, world. That's what you get for
such,
free.
Such things as... I think my favourite was the croissant on the bike thing?
Well...
The hello and go.
Hello and go, yeah. Sure. I was thinking more things like the Desco ride.
Yeah.
The bike was... underneath the desk.
Yep.
Yeah, and years ago I came up with that, and now you get years. It. I mean...
Get it anywhere now.
Sure.
Someone got rich off that idea.
Me to you. But here's my other idea, and because I don't learn my lessons, I'm going to give it this one to you for free as well. Yeah. But I think this is good for someone like me, and I think I'd be pretty good, right? So I might sound arrogant.
No, surely not.
But I'm, and you've said this to me as well before, and I think a lot of people will relate to this, probably particularly men.
Right.
Because I've spoken to other men about this point of view before, and they've related to me on this.
Yeah.
But when you think about something you haven't tried before,
yeah.
I tend to think, yeah, I'd probably be pretty good. Like, I'd probably be above average.
Yeah,
like.
I think that with everything.
Like, I could just probably take my hand to it.
Yeah, you know? Easily.
Because, you know.
Why not? It can't be that hard.
It can't be that hard,
no.
Can it?
No. Anything.
And so what I'm thinking is, I don't really have time to train for, like, the Olympics.
No. Who does?
Or anything like that. You know, could.
Yeah.
You know.
Especially at the age you're at now, you know.
Prime.
Get into something.
Prime of life.
Exactly, yeah.
Best years of my life. Best shape of my life.
Yep.
Best shape of your life.
Yeah. You like?
don't know what that
Whatever
means.
That means yeah.
I don't know what that means. Less looked into that, the better. So my idea is this. I think I could be pretty good as a competitor in a professional children's Olympics. So what I'm calling for is some kind of Olympics based.
Is there a children's Olympics? At
possibly
the
gladiatorial combat,
right?
Between me and children of no older than 9, I would say nine or ten.
I think you could do all right.
10's pushing it. Because I could pretty much destroy any 10-year-old. Like, I don't think there'd be much.
Do you think
in it
in a fight?
But yeah, I mean, some might say, "Well, hang on a sec, this is clearly unfair."
Yeah.
You're bigger, yeah. Older, wiser, stronger,
know a lot more,
cleverer,
yeah.
Better groomed, more superiorly shod, drive a better car.
Yep.
You know,
kissed more girls.
Kissed at least one more girl. Yeah. Sure, the list goes on.
Yeah, we could go on.
But the advantage I'm giving them is that they are allowed to be professionally trained. So that they can be, can train anywhere up to 2 to 3 times per week, every week.
From what age?
From birth.
From birth to no more
than
9 years old.
The entry age is birth. The entry age is, not birth, because it's always awkward. I'd say...
Never fight a baby.
When do they start to be able to sit up on their own?
I don't know. One?
No, earlier than that.
6 months?
6 months. When they can sit up on their own, they can enter.
Okay.
You know, we'll scale the competition down for them. Obviously. But essentially, it's me versus them.
Is it running and stuff, or is it...
It could be anything. It could be kind of pugilist. So
you keep saying,
fighting.
Like, fighting stuff.
It doesn't have to be fighting.
I'm not sure you'd be fighting babies.
I wouldn't be fighting babies. There'd have to be some kind of other... Because it would be embarrassing.
All right.
It would be so... I mean, think about... I mean, the baby is really going to be ridiculous. It's going to be...
No baby's going to enter. They start training when they're babies.
Yeah.
Get to 9 or 10.
Yeah.
Say 10's the cutoff.
Yeah.
10, then they enter. Against you. You're there, 30 years old, you know, specimen of a man, against a 10-year-old trained athlete.
Athlete, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'd bet on the kid.
Yeah.
I think.
Really?
Yeah. Especially something like a running race.
In a fight to the death.
Is there weapons?
What?
Weapons?
See, I think is it an accolade to say that I skip at an 8-year-old level?
There's not skipping in the Olympics. I can tell you that much. There is no skipping in the Olympics.
There must be.
If it's an Olympics, it's got to be Olympic sports,
it must be skipping.
No, there's no skipping. Oh. You can do like javelin, hammer... You know, track and field stuff you can do.
Hammer.
All right.
Hammer.
Can you lift one of those? can you, sure?
Well, an 8-year-old's one, yeah.
Well, no.
Think about it, because they're small.
All right, okay, yeah.
The they're going to be throwing is going to be light.
They'll still be better then.
Well, no, I'm going to destroy them.
No.
Because look at me, I'm bigger.
Yeah, not, it doesn't matter. What? Technique. Their technique's going to be perfect.
But then I can just spin round. Put my hand on their head.
No, you can't do that. Yeah. No, you take
Olympics.
One go at a time.
Yes, yeah, child
it's
Olympics.
It's not like midget Olympics or anything. What? Just put your hand and stop them fighting you. No.
Well, anyway, that's my gift to you.
Thanks. I'm pretty sure that one's
you
not
can
get
run
patented.
With that. You yeah. can run with that.
That's probably your worst idea ever, I think. Well, one of, if not the.
I think I could compete.
We'll set it up.
Do you know any child pros?
Not really, no.
Do they have them?
No.
Do you get paid at a pro level? When you're? What happens to the money if you get paid? If you're like a kid in a movie.
It goes to your parents, doesn't it?
That's bull, though.
Or it gets set up in a trust fund or something.
Right.
And when you're 18 or 21, you get the money.
Right.
Cash out. That's why when they get to 18, they cash it all in, go mental.
So I could go up to them just throw my money in their face.
Yeah.
They're like, you can't have any of this.
Yeah.
Pocket money.
Yeah.
Literally... £35.
Exactly. Big baller. Yeah. Big money baller.
I'll get it all in fives as well.
Yeah.
Take that.
Five pences.
Get it converted.
Yeah.
Throw coins. Dollars or something.
Bag of coins.
Yeah.
Bag of coppers.
Mm.
Perfect.
Chuck it on the floor.
Show those kids.
Pick those up.
Mm.
Need those.
Yeah. Can I have those back actually? Yeah. It's my lunch money.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. Good idea. Not really.
You decide.
Yeah.
That's going to do it, I think, for this week's show.
Thanks for watching.
The Absolute Peach.
Like us.
Comment.
Subscribe.
Subscribe.
All these things.
Back next week.
See you later.
Bye.